This year, KUOW and the Seattle Times have teamed up to bring you monthly stories about people who are helping to change our region's cultural landscape. We call the series 13 for 13. Today, we finish with a story about Holly Arsenault. Arsenault is a woman of many talents. She's a mother, a full-time arts administrator, and in her spare time, Holly Arsenault is an artist. KUOW's Marcy Silliman has this profile.
It's a sunny Sunday afternoon. The kind of fall day when most folks are outside raking leaves or watching the Seahawks. So it's kind of surprising to find a line of people in the Macaw Hall lobby. They're waiting to buy tickets to Pacific Northwest Ballet's matinee. Angela and her brother drove all the way from the Tri-Cities.
We dance over there, and so woke up early this morning to come see the ballet. Mm-hmm.
Angela belongs to Teen Ticks. It's a program that lets her buy a $5 ticket the day of a performance. P&B is one of almost 50 area arts groups that participate in Teen Ticks. P&B Artistic Director Peter Bowl says it's a critical part of his company's strategy to reach younger audiences.
It's not even just a great thing, it's like a vital thing, because we're not going to be around if we don't start making sure that teens feel invited and can come in.
Bowl says P&B has seen more than 40% growth in young audiences in the past 4 years.
Who can say that, except for, you know, maybe Disney Channel? But
the Seattle Center started Teen Ticks in 2004. The goal was to help build audiences for the center's 8 resident arts groups. Executive Director Holly Arsenault has been with Teen Ticks almost since the beginning. When she started, Arsenault's supervisor oversaw so many other programs, he didn't have much time to spend with her.
We would meet every couple of weeks, and he would say, "Now, what are you doing again?" But the great thing that he did for me was to say, "Go do whatever you think is right. Go do, you know, go do what you want with that little program that nobody really understands what it is or why it's here." And so I did, and I pretty much changed everything about it.
Maybe most important, Arsenault expanded Teen Ticks beyond Seattle Center, beyond the city itself. Like PNB's Peter Bowl, arts leaders want to reach younger audiences, and cheap tickets are a great way to do that. More than 45,000 kids have gone through Teen Ticks since it started. This year, Arsenault expects arts groups to sell more than 10,000 seats to kids like 16-year-old Victoria.
I come from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, so it allows me to come and do things like this that I wouldn't have been able to go to even one show, and I can go to so many.
Here's how it works. Teen Ticks members sign up for free online. Then they get regular newsletters that let them know what arts events are on tap. The project also offers writing and arts criticism workshops. All this with a full-time staff of 2.
And it's been wonderful. It has been an amazing school for me, running Teen Ticks. I started working at Teen Ticks on my 26th birthday, knowing very little about nonprofits, knowing very little about marketing, knowing very little about audience development.
As if running a growing arts organization wasn't enough, Holly Arsenault and her husband have a 2-year-old son. Oh, and have I mentioned this yet? Arsenault is also a playwright. Last winter, Seattle's Annex Theater produced Arsenault's play, Undo. It's about a couple and their very public divorce.
We don't have to go through with this.
That we
no, I mean this. There's still time we can tell people to go home.
Arsenault got the idea for Undo a few years ago.
Based on a conversation that I had with some friends in a bar about wouldn't it be funny if in order to get divorced you had to have a backwards version of your own wedding.
I don't believe that this is what you really want.
It is.
I don't believe it.
Since I'm me and you don't actually know me that well, I'm just going to go ahead and be the judge of what I do and don't want.
Theater Puget Sound honored Undo as Best New Play of 2013. The American Theater Critics Association nominated Undo for its New Play Award, too. Even though Arsenault has been writing for years, Undo marks an artistic turning point for her.
And I'm willing to say that, yeah, I'm a playwright and I want to be a playwright. And this is, you know, something that I very much want to pursue and make a part of my identity.
So Arsenault now has dueling identities, budding playwright and successful arts administrator.
Honestly, I don't really know how to deal with that. I get a little nervous that if I'm being an arts administrator and people know that I'm also a playwright, that they're going to assume that I'm not serious about my arts administration job, which I really am, and vice versa.
She's even more serious about her role as mother. But Arsenault says instead of making life more difficult, raising a toddler has imposed the kind of discipline she needs to get things done.
I'm a champion procrastinator. So really, having a child has kind of made this other work possible for me in a way that it wasn't before.
Right now, Arsenault is committed to all three of her passions, motherhood, Teen Ticks, and her future as a playwright.
I don't know if I'm going to succeed at that. I mean, it remains to be seen. Like, we'll talk in 5 years and I'll say, oh, that totally didn't work. Or it totally did work. I don't know.
2014 will be a busy year for Holly Arsenault. She's guiding Teen Ticks from a Seattle Center pilot project to its new incarnation as a standalone, independently funded arts organization. Seattle Children's Theater just commissioned a new play from her, and Arsenault's son will be settled into preschool. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.